Oh yeah, Charlie Ross and many others, Leo Parker, Tommy Potter, O.C. Johnson, a lot of wonderful musicians were in my generation. There were many more. There was a musician, Little Benny Harris, who was one of the first musicians along with us to come out and really make it in the big time, if you will. He went to he joined the Earl Hines Band and came back and told us about these two musicians that we should be aware of, because he said these are the hippest guys around. One of them is a trumpet player and the other is a saxophone player, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. And the names didn't mean anything, because we had heard, at that time, we were listening to Coleman Hawkins and we were listening to Johnny Hodges, and Benny Carter was the guy that a lot of people really loved. And Benny Carter and Hodges were the two main alto men. Tab Smith was another guy that everybody listened to. And there were people, Earl Warren with Count Basie, you know. So there were a lot of role models, but they all had a style that we liked. And people would argue about whether Bud Johnson played better than Prez, and how similar their styles were, even though Bud had this harder approach rhythmically. And so, you know, we had a perspective. And so for this guy who's our age to come and say, well, now, that's all good, but the way you hear these other guys, they got some other stuff that they're doing. I mean, it's really something that's going to be exciting. And it really keyed us in to listen.